Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. You know that feeling when life hits you with a wave of stress? It's like trying to surf on a rogue tidal wave, totally out of control. We all experience the deadlines looming, relationships taking a turn, maybe even just the daily grind getting to be too much. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate those turbulent waters with more grace and calm? Today we're diving deep into self-compassion, which isn't about cutting yourself or becoming a pushover. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think of it as your inner cheerleader when the world throws punches, reminding you that you're capable, worthy, and enough, even amidst the chaos. Here's the deal. Self-compassion isn't some fluffy concept reserved for yoga retreats. It's a powerful tool for building resilience, managing stress, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. First, remember that you're human. We all stumble, make mistakes, and sometimes just plain mess things up. It's part of the journey, not a reflection of your worth as a person. When those moments hit, and trust me, they will try to resist the urge to beat yourself up. Instead, offer yourself a gentle nudge. Hey, I'm doing my best. It's okay to make mistakes. Next, focus on connection. Humans are social creatures, wired for belonging. When we feel isolated or alone in our struggles, stress magnifies. So reach out. Talk to a friend, family member, therapist, anyone who can offer support and understanding. Even sharing your experience with someone who's been there can be incredibly validating. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind or becoming a Zen master, though that's pretty cool. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, the sensations in your body. When you feel overwhelmed, take a few deep breaths and anchor yourself back to the here and now. This simple act can help calm your mind and create space for clearer thinking. Engage in activities that bring you joy. We all have things that light us up, hobbies, passions, even just spending time with loved ones. Make time for these things, even when life gets hectic. They're not a luxury, they're essential for replenishing your energy and maintaining well-being. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself like you would treat a good friend who's going through a tough time. Offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Remember, self-compassion is a practice, not a destination. It takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it. Ever feel like your inner critic is on overdrive? You know that voice that whispers doubts, points out flaws, and makes you second-guess everything? Well, imagine this. You're struggling with a challenging project at work, and your mind starts racing with negative thoughts. I'm not good enough, it says. I'll never finish this. That's your inner critic speaking up. Now, instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, practice self-compassion by acknowledging them without judgment. Okay, I'm feeling stressed and overwhelmed right now. That's understandable. Then, offer yourself some kindness. It's okay to make mistakes. I can learn from this experience. By practicing these principles consistently, you'll start to notice a shift in your mindset. You'll feel more resilient in the face of adversity, less reactive to stress, and more connected to yourself and others. So remember, self-compassion isn't about being soft or weak. It's about recognizing your humanity, embracing your imperfections, and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one. It's a superpower, quiet strength that allows you to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Ready to put this into practice? This week, challenge yourself to be more mindful of your inner dialogue. When those critical thoughts arise, pause for a moment and offer yourself some compassion. You deserve it. And don't forget to share your experiences, drop a comment on the latest episode, or tag me on social media. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, stay resilient, my friends. And remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.